Stokoli, for those of you who don't know Pastor Stokoli, he's the pastor of the Nakasi Church. He's been in ministry he's been saved for over 20 years and been in pastoral ministry for many, many years. Spent quite a number of years there in the church in Nandi. I think over 12 years in Nandi. And then Nandi, and then coming to Suva. I know God is going to speak to us tonight. Amen. Let's give God praise as we welcome him tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ronnie. We do really appreciate your commitment tonight. Amen. And I believe, praise God, as we invest, as we give ourselves to the kingdom, praise God, fully, heartedly, praise God, God will help us this evening, praise God. The book of Psalms 51, 1 to 14, praise God. God has a wonderful plan tonight. Let us believe God to help us this evening. In the book of Psalms 1 to 14, a story of a man who got on the train. And this man didn't know where the train was heading. It's funny when people do that. He thought the train was heading to Washington, D.C., but later found out it was heading to Washington, N.C., not D.C. When he discovered his mistake, he got off and walked about 1 mile back to the station, carrying two heavy bags along the way. In addition to that, by taking the wrong train, he missed the right one. Likewise, this world is traveling on the train called life, and many have no idea where the train of life is taking them to. Church, riding on the train called sin, you will miss God a million miles away. See, the reality tonight, God is moving in our churches. And don't miss out on what God has for your life. Tonight, there's a wonderful plan tonight. All right. In our scripture, David opened his heart to temptations and sin by committing adultery with Bathsheba. This man had no idea the train he was getting into was heading into a disaster. This same man later realized the consequences of his decision that was beyond dimension. One man said, sin takes you where you don't want to go. It keeps you longer than you want to stay. It costs you more than you want to pay. So tonight, I want to minister the message I've entitled The High Cost of Sin. Psalms 51, 1 to 14. Let us read from the Word of God. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, very important to acknowledge your sin, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold your desire, truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Can you see what sin does? Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your way, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness, the high cost of sin. Let us firstly consider sin hurts the sinner. In the book of Genesis 3, the deception kicked in. Adam and Eve had no idea about the high cost of sin. They disobeyed God's voice. Can I tell you tonight? Sin hurts the sinner. Never forget that. It may be a pleasure for a moment, but the pain is far more than you can imagine. Judas, a classical shining example, took this road of disobedience, sin and rebellion. He ended up committing suicide. Think about this man, Judas. That's what sin does. Ended up committing suicide. Samson fell in love with Delilah. He was bound up with chains. Listen to this. The enemy removed both of his eyes. Destiny was lost. As a Nazarite, God forbid to marry a foreigner. But this man, listen, he violated that. The result was devastating. This man could have finished strongly, right, in life. But this man did not finish well, leaving a bad role model. People think I can rebel and sin against God and nothing will hurt me. Well, if you plant the cassava, you get the cassava. Every day you're planting something, whether it is good or evil. People think, they're wondering, why I'm not, you know, getting the blessing. Well, this is a problem. You cannot live wrong and expect things to be right. Never works like that, right? Genesis 3:10, Adam and Eve experienced the change in behavior because of their rebellion against God. Genesis 3:10, so he said, I heard the voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. This is exactly what sin does in a human heart, to disconnect yourself from the voice of God, disconnect yourself from the preaching, disconnect yourself from coming together as a people of God. You know why you don't feel like coming to church? It may be the problem with sin. Sin always wants to run away from God, run away from the word of God, run away from church. The moment you enter that door, you feel the guilt. The shame. Why? Sin. Why? Sin has a hiding element to it. Why people miss church services? It may be. Secret sins. You know, as a pastor, I've been a pastoring for almost heading to 22 years. When someone is not coming to church services, red light, there is a red light to me. It may be a big time problem with their sin. Right? Adam and Eve no longer enjoy the fellowship with God. Why? Because of sin. Brought a curse upon themselves. A curse is when God's presence is lifted from your life, and the devil has every right to come and destroy your life. This curse hurts this couple so badly. Before salvation, I was under the curse. I had an accident. Right? Looking at the man behind this desk, I always want to commit suicide. I used to work in a container ship that goes to a foreign country. In the middle of the night, I would stand right at the back of the big ship looking at the vast, dark ocean. I had money, but many times I want to commit suicide. If I jump overboard, nobody will see me. One big shark. Often I feel like that. I felt like that every time. I want to jump overboard. Yes, I may have money. Yes, I may have enjoying, you know, looking at other nations. But deep down inside of me, in my heart of hearts, empty, void. That's what sin does. Church, just like in the garden, there's a voice of deception that sweeps across the universe today that says, go on sinning and nothing will hurt you. In fact, the devil is so bold about deception nowadays. He said in verse 5 of Genesis 3, you can be like God, amen, substituting God's truth into a lie. Church, the Bible is God's voice. The word of God must be obeyed. Listen to this. Sin is violating the word of God. The devil's master plan is to drive humanity into the ocean of sin, including people in the church, believers alike. Yeah, that's what the devil does. For Adam and Eve, their life will never be the same after they ate the forbidden fruit. Their hearts change because of sin. Let's think about people, amen, at one time they are on fire for God, no longer serving God passionately. It may be many times sin. It is a sin problem. Because sin crushes your soul. In 2 Samuel 11:12, the account of David sinned against Bathsheba. And down the road in Psalm 32, David is bringing the pain and the burden of sin upon his life. Can I tell you tonight, sin affects the body. Amen. Sin became like an old man. Right? You want to be old quicker in life? Listen to this. Sin will destroy your body. All right? Carrying a heavy burden, David went through many deep waters and the way gets harder for him. This man was miserable and stubborn. His decisions will often create problems instead of solving them. Verse 3, Psalm 32, David says, when he sinned, when I kept silent, my bones grew old. Through my groaning all the day long, for night and day, your hand was heavy upon me, my vitality was turned into the drought of summer. Look at the consequences of his sin, which is pain and grief that he endured through. We found it in our text, amen. In our text in Psalm 51, David's experiences needs to be a lesson to all of us. In any chapter in the Bible, if any chapter in the Bible reveals the high cost of sin, it is this one, Psalm 51. Can I tell you tonight? Sin will make you weak. Sin will make you powerless. Let us consider our text, Psalm 51. David's whole being was affected because of his sin. His eyes were affected. Verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin always before me. Affected his eyes. His mind was affected. Verse 6, behold, ye desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Not only his mind was affected, his heart was affected. Verse 10, create me a clean heart, O God. That means his heart was so dirty, was affected. Verse 10. Again, verse 10, his spirit was affected, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Number 5, he lost his fellowship with God. Verse 11, do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. I want to declare to you tonight, sin will separate you from God. Yeah. No, people who habitually sin, you may try to pray. It goes to the ceiling and bounce. Yeah. Like the Hare Krishna when they pray. Make the smoke go up and come back again. Not only that. He lost the joy of the Lord. Verse 12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Verse 14. His soul and conscience was affected. Verse 14, deliver me from the guilt. You know what sin does? Everywhere you go, you'll carry the guilt and the shame. Yeah? Is that you tonight? It's the guilt and the shame. When you enter the presence of God in the church, there's a guilt and the shame. Sinners, backsliders carry their guilt and shame wherever they go. Every backslider, they are not happy. They are miserable. They may pretend to be happy, but inside, they're not happy. Because they know, right? They disobeyed God. They run away. They run away. See, God sees what you do and keeps a record of it. David had covered his sins on earth, but he could not cover the record of heaven. Unconfessed sins is deadly because it eats you up from the inside, just like David experienced. The longer you wait, the more miserable you are. Unconfessed sin is not healthy in your soul. One man said, you are free to make whatever choice you want, but you are not free from the consequences of the choice. Now, the pressing question tonight, are the pleasures of sin worth paying this great price? Are the pleasures of sin worth paying this great price? Second thought tonight, not only sin hurts the sinner, sin hurts others. See, your sins can bring tragic consequences to the life of others. Anything we do that hurts others is sin against God's eyes. If you look back at what is forbidden by the Ten Commandments, you will discover that the most things on the list deals with sin that hurts others. Do not murder. Do not lie. Do not steal. Do not commit adultery. Do not covet. And so forth. Exodus 20 verse 12. The Bible says, honor your father and mother. Dishonor your parents. Affects them big time. Can you see where I'm coming from? Your sin, listen, has power to hurt others. Your sin is contagious. It will affect others. Now consider when someone in your family, right, backslid. It affects your family. It affects your church. Not to backslide is not a solution. Do not even think about it. The church is like a team. When one is down, it affects others. See, people don't see that reality, how it is important, your decision, it will affect you, it will affect others, it will affect your family, it will affect your brother and sisters in the church, and everyone around you. It will affect your salvation. Think with me, the idea of divorce. The consequences is devastating. Children end up fatherless, drown themselves into alcohol. Let me tell you tonight, listen to me. Alcohol is not the answer. Why people drink alcohol? To run away from the pain of life. See, people don't know that. Drown themselves in alcohol, drugs. Children end up in prison, on the streets. Give themselves to every sin you can think of. Jonah ran away from the call of God. It affects those sailors. Almost cost their lives. Cargoes overboard. People of Nineveh, almost end up in hell. The future of this nation could have been destroyed. Judgment is coming. Think about one man ran away from the call of God. Think about the consequences of the decision. But thank God this man changed. See, when men run away from the call of God, listen to me, you're running away from the great plan God has for you. Listen to me. When you run away, you're reducing yourself. You're reducing. Right? Don't run away. Who like these colors? I don't know about you. I love these colors. Can I tell you about these colors? These colors don't run away. Don't run away. These colors here represent don't run away. Amen. See, when you run away from the call of God, you're reducing yourself. Right? The Bible says, listen to this in the book of Revelation. Amen. The first word, listen to this, the coward. Coward are those people who run away. Always run away, always run away, always run away. You may miss the great plan God has for you. You know the hardships you go through in life? The hardships you go through in life, maybe underneath all the hardships lies the power and the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Parents, I want to encourage you to be a good example. Because one day, you'll be gone. And to your kids, the greatest security they will have in life is the way you live life. Oh, my daddy was a godly man. This world is sinful. But the greatest security they will ever had in life, I know it doesn't matter what I see, what happens in the world today, but I know my daddy and my mother, they live a godly life, and that will secure them in this perverse and wicked world. A true story of Ted Bundy at the age of 13. This young boy picked up a porno magazine at the dump. This led him to be a hardcore rapist and a serial killer with 28 murders. All started with the dirty magazines. Can I tell you tonight, pornography is bigger than you. Stay away from the fire of sexual sins. One thing leads to another. Be careful what you pick up in life. Pornography is bigger than you. Let me tell you, my dear friend. Yeah. I'm a sailor, right? I'm a sailor. In our text, Psalm 51, David prayed a prayer of forgiveness. Thank God he was forgiven. But he lived to face the consequences of his sin. David's sins leads to Uriah's death. Bathsheba's baby died. David's lovely daughter Tamar was violated by her brother Amnon, who was then killed by Absalom, amen, who in turn was slain by Joab. Yes, David was forgiven, but the consequences, amen, he would bear along in life is inescapable. William Cumberson, a preacher, says these words, how sad it is to have to live with the consequences of a forgiven sin. Don't be deceived, my brethren and my sisters. People think they can handle sin, but let me know, I tell you tonight, that sin is far bigger than you think. Do you see the contagious impact of sin in people's life? Think about this younger son, a prodigal son, end up. This man had an opportunity, right? Greatest blessing to be in the Father's house for years. Destiny and blessing in the church. But he was selfish. He said, Daddy, give me my inheritance. He disconnected himself from the Father's house. Can I tell you tonight, the further you disconnect yourself, the further you disconnect yourself from the church, the lower you'll go in life. The further, the lower. Just like the prodigal son. He ended up eating with the pigs. That's what sin does. Sin will take you places. Yeah. Many people are crying today. Why? Because of the decision they made before. That's what sin does. What about the thieves? The two thieves at the cross. The humiliation, right? Before people, before the crowd. Half naked, carrying the cross. Half naked, amen. The shame and the guilt, amen. Sin will take you places. Judas, a disciple, a believer, betrayed Jesus, end up committing suicide. What a way to go in life. Do not commit spiritual suicide. Do not commit marital suicide. Do not commit salvation suicide. Even ministry, the calling suicide, do not commit. In our text 51, David could not see the devastating effects of his sin against Bathsheba. But now he faced the reality. Verse 8 of Psalm 51, make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. His bone, right? It's like the effects of sin in his life was like a broken bones. That's why he wrote it down. The pain he faced was like a broken bone. David was not a happy man. You want to enjoy life on planet Earth? Stay away from your sin. Keep your distance. Amen. Live a pure life. Billy Sunday, a preacher in the 1900s, win millions to Christ, says these words, I am against sin. I'll kick it as long as I've got a foot. I'll fight it as long as I've got a fist. I'll butt it as long as I've got a head. I'll bite it as long as I've got a tooth. When I am old and fistless and footless and toothless, I'll gum it till I go home to glory. He's a man. He's a man who made up his mind. I don't care what. I hate sin. Is that you tonight? Will you allow sin in your life? Will you allow sin in your church? Will you allow sin, listen to me, in your family, homes? No wonder we're going through the problems. No wonder, right? We are not experiencing the power and the blessing of God. It may be the sin in our heart. Let me close. Sin hurts God. Yes, we hurt ourselves. Yes, we hurt others with our sins. But primarily, we hurt God and our sins are against him. In our text tonight, verse 4 of Psalm 51, against you, You only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. David confessed his sins against God in Genesis 39, 8, 9. All right? Many of you know this story. Potiphar's wife was a rapist. We only know that men do rape. Now it's a lady. First woman rapist in the Bible, Potiphar's wife. That's scary, right? This man had to run. Joseph had to run to flee. Right? This lady grabbed his shirt. This guy, thankfully, he ran. Man, can I let you know something? When temptations come, run. Run. If you don't run, run. Die there. True. Oh, not running, not running. I want it. Running, I want it. You running action, but inside I want to go back and sleep with the lady. Oh, beloved. Another relationship is not the answer. Having another relationship is just not the answer. Right? To feel your loneliness. Right? To feel, you know, to feel your satisfaction or whatever. Right? Nah. Jesus, man. He will feel. Think about this man. This is what Joseph did. Verse 8. Because you are his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Can God find some modern day Joseph in Grantham Church today, in Grantham Road, who will say, you know what? I say no to sin. I say no to immoral living. I say no to worldliness. Joseph made that right decisions in life. See, sin is rebellion against God's holy law. If you want to know how much sin hurts, I mean, God, go to Calvary's cross and see his son dying for the sins of the world. Think about that. It hurts God big time. Now, this is the thing that we don't see. We can see no problem. But every time you sin, it hurts God big time. Just like a father. Right? If you're a father tonight, you can relate what I'm talking about tonight. If my son rebel against me, I still love my dear son, but it breaks me, my heart. Yeah. Big time. Middle of the night, I struggle. I don't know whether my son, someone can stab him. Something badly can happen to them this week. Because I don't see them. Right? What about God tonight? I just go and sin. Pastor, I just go. I'm the hero. Get the zero. Right? True. But we don't see God as a father breaking his heart big time. When the prodigal son ran away, right, made the decision to live a prodigal lifestyle, breaks the heart of the father. Isa, my son, I'm watching every day. I'm praying for my son to come back home. On that day when he came back home, oh, my the father ran. Every day he's longing, he's thinking about his son to come back. See, we don't see that. Can I tell you tonight? Sin is just simply selfishness. The greatest curse on mankind today is no, it's not the devil. It's selfishness. Our selfish sins breaks the heart of God. Here we see in our text, David had sinned against God. But the good news, David knew who God is. Full of mercy, loving kindness, he prayed a prayer, knowing his sins would be washed and be made clean. Verse 2 of our text, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Verse 7, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Can I tell you tonight, my dear friend, no matter who you are and how long you go in life and what sin you have created, right? God loves you this evening. Verse 10 of our text. All right? Verse 10 of our text. David, he said, God, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Can I tell you tonight, you're the key tonight. If you respond to the preaching tonight, said, God, you know what? I am a sinner. I am a sinner. I am a backslider. One time I repented of my sin. I gave my life to Jesus. But I mean, this time I was so selfish, going back to the whole world. You know, coming back tonight, if you cry, said, God, I am a sinner. Forgive me. Tonight is your night. God can make you clean, man. Listen to me. God's plan is a million times greater than your own selfish small plan. The plan of God is far bigger than your own small individual plans. Can I tell you tonight? Because he is still God. There's hope tonight, my dear friends. All you need to do, Pastor Coley, God, Pastor Ron, you know what? I am a sinner. I have a problem tonight. I want to repent of my sin. I cry out to God to save my sin tonight. If I die tonight, I will surely make it heaven. My home. Right there is the promises of God. See, David repented of this sin. What makes this person so great? He became the number one king of Israel because this man had a good heart and the heart that says, God, yes, I'm a sinner, but God, I know the character of my father, the nature of my father, and he can forgive my sin. And guess what? This man, his journey begins to quick up and became a number one king of Israel. Hallelujah. Why? Because he had the heart. He said, you know what? My father will always forgive me. And I need to come to him tonight and save him and live for him. Praise God. Can I have every head bowed? Eyes closed tonight. No one is looking around. We thank God.